Tuesday, the 24th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Wow, you're up early, even though it's a public holiday. It's Heritage Day. Happy Heritage Day, everybody. So, I want us to think a bit about the origins of Heritage Day, because it's an amazing public holiday to have. I don't know of anywhere else in the world that has a holiday quite like it, one that celebrates difference rather than wanting us all to be the same. So, September the 24th was previously known as Shaka Day, and it was a holiday that honored the very famous Zulu king, Shaka Zulu. But after the end of apartheid, the government wanted to introduce new public holidays. And Shaka Day was not in the initial list. Then one of the parties, the Inkatha Freedom Party, which had many Zulu members, asked that it could be in the list. And in the end, the idea was to have a day in which all South Africans could celebrate their different heritages. One of the beautiful things that I love that's linked to this day is that Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu used the term the Rainbow Nation to describe South Africa's diverse cultures, languages, traditions, histories. And today is really the day when we celebrate this. I was thinking about Heritage Day, and I was thinking about how it also links in with our season of creation that we're celebrating at the moment. Because our natural world is part of our heritage. Do you realize that Africa is basically the only continent left on which we have really sustainable populations of creatures like rhino and zebra, but also things like lions? I was quite shocked. I discovered that there is an Asian lion that used to roam all the way from Europe all the way across to India, to China, but there are only about 300 of them left in the world in a very, very small, they're all in one small nature reserve in India. Whereas we have many lions across Africa, although they're endangered, they're not critically endangered like that. And so we have a heritage also in our country. We have the heritage of our environmental surroundings. Compared to many parts of the world, South Africa has better environmental laws than other places. We have good, strong laws protecting our national parks and protecting our marine areas. And although you may hear on the news and in the radio that those rights are being threatened every now and then, we have a strong environmental lobby in our country. We have many conservationists who work to keep our natural resources, our natural heritage. So when we're thinking about heritage, we mustn't just think about our cultural and linguistic heritage. Linguistic means languages. But we need to also think about our natural heritage, that we want there to be all sorts of interesting creatures in the future for our children, and indeed all the children of the world, to be able to see. And so, when we think about Heritage Day, it's a day that celebrates difference and diversity. And we know that that has something to do with the natural world too. It's the other place where you'll hear the word diversity. In fact, in nature, we know that diversity is necessary for life. If you have only one kind of species and you let all the other species die, then your ecosystem will die too, and that species will end up dead. For life to flourish in nature, there must be diversity. And if that's true for nature, it's probably true for us too as human beings. And so we can sometimes think, oh, I wish everyone was just like me. But that's not how God made the world. God allowed all these different cultures and peoples to develop. And when we engage with the diversity of others, when we encounter others who are different, it makes our lives richer. And it makes our lives more wonderful and more exciting. Just think of all the interesting, diverse foods that now we might think of as commonplace that you might like. We can think of some of the foods that came from Italy, like pizzas and spaghetti. We might think of the rice dishes that come from Asia, like curries and rice. We might think of the wonderful idea of a braai, which is a very African way of eating meat cooked over a fire, which we love in our country, and all the other diverse ways of preparing and cooking and eating, all sorts of things that exist because of human beings encountering each other. So, today let's give thanks to God for the rich diversity of the world, the diversity of people, of languages, of cultures, of food, but also the diversity of nature, and to help us to respect and care for diversity wherever we encounter it. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.